Hey, welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast.
Dun, dun.
I'm here at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
Dun, dun, dun.
With the doctor.
Dun, dun.
Dr. Andre Jones.
Dun, dun. Live and in person at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
Welcome, doctor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is cool. This is a nice setup.
We get
to see everything. See, people get to see us as we're doing the show.
Right. We're up leveling.
We are. And you know what the best part was? Some of your crew gave me some hair and makeup, you know, attention here. That way I look perfect and perfect for people to see it. And pretty soon we'll be doing this in video too, so people can see us as well.
We're gonna be doing video too.
Man,
so.
This is gonna be. Who are we?
We've
come such a long way. I remember all the days long time ago.
In that
old studio.
And now look at us. Yeah, here we are. Taping.
Yes.
The podcast.
Yes.
Get your barbecue on.
Yeah. Live in front of the audience.
Yeah, we even have an audience.
I know. A couple people watching us. Like I said, I'm glad I got my hair and makeup done before.
Yeah. Back in the day, we just didn't really care, man. We just show up in the studio. Didn't really matter how you look.
Just kind of came in as we came in.
Right. But now we have to be presentable.
Yes, very, very. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have an image to uphold.
Exactly. My friends must know we have an image to behold, folks. We do this for you.
Well, I tell you what, it has, doctor,
yeah.
It's not time to drop the mic yet.
Not even five minutes.
We're already ready to drop the mic. Come on, doctor.
You know, I just got so excited. I couldn't help myself. Couldn't help myself.
I said, man. At least wait until we check in with the doctor.
Okay, fine.
And hear what you have to say. And then maybe, okay, maybe then you can drop the mic.
It wasn't my time is basically what I'm hearing. It wasn't my turn.
Right.
This is not my show. I will be on my best behavior for the rest of the show.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying. You know, it's been great. It's great to get back to recording podcasts, doing podcasts.
Absolutely.
You know, we always have a lot of fun, and I've missed it.
Yeah, I have too. Yeah. Felt like there was a missing there.
Yeah.
My millions of fans. That was the missing.
Yeah, we go around. Everybody's asking about the doctor. How's the doctor? Have you seen the doctor? I feel like, well, what about me?
Well, Ken, I guess this is where I launch. This is where my career goes up.
Yeah, he's already dropping the mic.
Right, he's dropping mics. Everything goes. I'll come in with a gold chain next time. It's gonna be great.
So it's great to be back.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And now that we're back, what do you want to talk about today? What is going on in the barbecue world? Other than me burning out my house, but that's another story.
Well, you know, what's going on in the barbecue world? Okay, so one, the weather's better.
I mean,
now we're in April, and it's grilling, barbecuing weather again.
It is.
So folks are going to be breaking out their grills.
And we got Memorial Day coming up very soon.
Very, very soon. Well, I mean, it's April. Let's get through April first.
Okay, fine. Sorry. So now I'm rushing this.
That's what you're trying to tell me. Don't rush the spring, man. You're already trying to jump into summer. Come on, doctor.
Well, yeah, good point. I guess. All right, fine.
But anyway.
So it's April, springtime.
It's springtime. And
let's stay here.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah, I mean, but it is still time to break out the grill. And I think what's going to happen, though, is as folks are breaking out the grill, and when they go to the store and say, hey, I'm going to grab some stuff to barbecue, the sticker shock.
They're
going to be shocked by the prices, man.
Yeah, it's high.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, I'm not going to say what restaurant supply store or whatever I was at the other day.
Sure.
You know,
an unnamed store.
Unnamed store.
Mm-hmm.
And, I needed a case of St. Louis ribs, man.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, it's just 12.
Yeah.
12 ribs.
Just 12 ribs. 12 slabs?
12 slabs.
Okay, that's easy.
12 slabs. Yep. Yeah, not 12 ribs, but 12
slabs.
Yeah. It'd be crazy if it was just 12 ribs. But well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like $200 for 12 raw ribs. And I said, oh, my goodness.
That's sticker shock.
That's sticker shock, man. So.
Wow.
Right, right. And then I checked around, and they're all selling somewhere around $4.50 a pound, man.
Whoa.
Right, right, right.
That is sticker shock.
Right, right. There were steaks used to sell for that.
Right, right.
Sometimes they still
right,
do.
Right, right, right.
You
wow.
get your good ribeye for that. Right. Whatever, but for that, you know, for pound, it doesn't have a big old bone in it.
Right. Mm. No, no. Yeah. Why is it so expensive? Just because it's so expensive? Is this COVID doing?
You know, I don't want to get into the politics of it all, but
this is all COVID.
The only people making money are the packing company, the meat packing companies. Everybody
Fine.
Else is, yeah. So I, you know, why they're charging that much money for
meat?
Yeah, for a little bit more processing of a spare rib.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, but anyway. So there's going to be meat prices are higher. So
right.
just be prepared as you go out to
any of the stores.
Yeah, any of the stores to get your whatever you're going to be cooking on the grill.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, you really need to watch out for those sales. But and pay attention
Ooh.
Because, you know, the grocery stores, a lot of times they've already have pre-negotiated pricing. For these sales that they have for Memorial Day and
Easter, right?
All the
holidays in the middle,
right? So go take advantage of those sales, mm-hmm. and sometimes you might want to stock up a little bit,
sure.
So, you know, for the next time you barbecue,
right? This is a good time to not just buy one, but buy a few,
right?
Especially when they're on sale, because
yeah.
you never know when they're going to be on sale again.
That's right. Mm. So anyway, that's the big thing that's going on in the news is meat prices.
Are
the meat prices, and that's what's, shocking.
That is a shock.
Yeah.
Please be ready. Be prepared, folks.
Yeah. I mean, and then the
Check
other
your papers.
Yeah, the other thing with what's going on, people are going to be, especially out in Arizona, our weather's great right
mm-hmm.
now. I mean, we're all walking around with polo shirts on
sure.
right now, shorts. And,
I mean, we're barely dressed.
Right.
We're barely dressed already.
Right,
April.
Right. It's time to break out the grills and clean them up.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Clean them up.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can talk a little bit about grill safety.
Yeah. Clean them.
Right.
Often?
So clean.
Especially now?
Clean them often. Mm. Clean them often, especially coming out of the winter or in Arizona, your so-called winter.
Quote.
Yeah,
in quotes.
I've been using my grill all winter.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I have too, actually.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I have too.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
We don't have a season here.
Other than like the really chilly days.
Yeah.
But that was about it. Yeah.
But anyway, it's time to break them out, clean them up. Remember, we had Bob on.
Yeah. My grill cleaner.
MyGrillCleaners.com. Bob and
yeah,
V.
Yeah.
V, you know,
yeah.
V was on the show. And Bob. So we have Bob and, Bob was on the show.
Sure. Yes.
And V's his son, and mm-hmm. he does most of the work.
Right.
At least here in Tucson.
Right.
And so, mygrillcleaner.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you really need some heavy duty cleaning, and maybe not heavy duty cleaning, you should contact them.
Oh,
and, yeah, because you know, it's very important to have a clean grill,
yeah.
especially to get all the grease and other mm-hmm. debris out of the grill before, especially if you have a gas grill before
yeah.
you go and you open up the season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And also make sure everything's functional too.
Right.
They also
right.
do a little. They do repairs too, right? They kind of look around and make sure everything's working just fine.
Actually, I had them refurbish.
Oh.
A grill that I had. That's my big monster, 54 inch.
That guy.
Grill. Yeah.
Oh wow.
And they refurbed it, man. That thing worked just as well as it was, as well as it did when I. First bought it.
No way.
Yeah. Yes way.
Oh wow.
Yes way.
Oh okay. All right, folks. Grill mygrillcleaners.com.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my plug.
That's,
that's
right.
my plug for right, them. Right, mygrillcleaners.com. Don't even say anymore.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
How about with you?
Us? Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, nothing, Ken. Just try not to set my house on fire.
Set your house on fire.
Yeah. You know, this is all such a good segue. I know. I see you're picking on me about this segue here. I feel a little picked on right now.
Sounds like a story.
Yeah. A story form. Yeah. I can do it all in story form for you.
Can you do it in story
form? Yeah. 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 So picture this, Ken. What was I making? Oh, chicken. So I had some chicken wings. The girls, you know, they're always hungry.
Right,
apparently.
Right. And you know, now that you are a, you know, the family,
yeah,
grill master, pit master.
There's a lot weighing on every time I cook. They mm-hmm. have a lot of pressure yeah, now.
Right. They have expectations.
They
have
do.
Certain expectations.
Yeah, you didn't tell me that. I came with it. Like, this is a lot. So what I did is I made some chicken wings. Marinate them real good.
Mm-hmm.
Got some spices on those bad boys. I mean, like, I was having fun mixing some flavors in there. And then also, if I'm going to put it on a grill, I got to figure out what my spritz are.
Right.
Because
I wanted to offset
that taste.
Yeah, you're just layering that
mm-hmm.
flavor in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, doctor.
Yeah, you know what I've been using a lot of?
Tell me.
Pineapple juice.
All right, pineapple.
Yeah.
Okay.
It brings a totally different taste to the game.
Wow.
Like, I don't even know how to explain it.
You're going into, you know, this Hawaiian thing.
It really
now,
is.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
you know,
right.
I even made homemade pina coladas the other day.
Oh.
Really good. Virgin. Because I don't drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
but really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough for the whole family. It mm-hmm. was all gone by the
so
time I had some.
What's that? Pineapple? Coconut? Yeah.
Yeah. I've been cooking with a lot of coconut, which has also been interesting.
Okay.
Very sticky and very not very fun to play with, but
right.
it's good. It's
yeah,
good.
Right,
so
right.
Anyway, so I got my chicken wings. You know, Ken, you know, I've been, like we said, I've been using it all
right.
All
been
winter long.
You've been using it.
Yeah,
using it. Yeah,
using
the
you know?
Grill. Yeah,
yeah, and
a lot of grilling going on.
Last time I used it, I made some ribs, and unfortunately, my propane went out, and I had to take the ribs, and I forgot to refill my spare.
Oh
yeah, so they had to go in.
What's going on here?
Oh man, it was a bad day. It was a bad day. I was slipping.
What's going on, doctor?
I was slipping. I finally got my two done. Speaking of prices and sticker shock, propane prices.
Mm-hmm.
Those went up.
Yes, propane's gone up too. Everything's going up.
Yeah.
Fuel.
Yeah.
Food.
Yes. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. So I was very shocked when mm-hmm. I had to get. Mm-hmm. I did one exchange and one refill, and I was very shocked.
Okay.
On how much that was altogether.
Wow.
It was usually like $25 I can get away with. It was $50 this time. I was like,
my
that's
goodness.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Anyway, so I put my chicken on. It's all going good. Everything's fine. And I noticed that three of my burners weren't working on the left-hand side. I'm like, this is not good. I'm like, what's going on here? It's like, oh, it's okay. I'll, you know, it probably just needs a good, like, checking, you know, a good cleaning. Maybe that's it. But I'll cook these chicken wings, and then afterwards I will,
check it out.
Yeah, I'll check it out, you know, on a day when I'm not in a rush to cook food.
Hmm.
So, I leave and I come back, and I'm noticing there's a lot of smoke coming from the grill on the right-hand side. Of course it is, because the left-hand side was not working. And I open it up, and I happen to look down, and there's fire.
Fire?
Fire.
And not we're not talking about just regular grill fire.
No,
like,
no,
you know,
no.
From
it's
the, coming
yeah,
from
it's,
the, yeah, the burners.
Right,
it's
right. Yeah.
Something else is on fire.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's that beautiful, it looks beautiful, you know, that the burners, when
mm-hmm,
they're,
mm-hmm,
when
mm-hmm,
they're
mm-hmm.
up and flaming. It's
right.
Just something sexy about that, you know. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
However, this wasn't beautiful. This was orange fire.
Oh, and a lot of smoke.
Yeah, that was lots of smoke. And I was like, oh, well, this is just fire. I'm just going to check the temperature of the
grill.
Food, right, yeah. And see how it's going. I'm like, I think I could get the food done with this fire. And I closed the lid and just kind of keep
wow.
going. Folks, you should have saw his eyes.
Wow.
You should have saw his eyes with my decision making there.
Man.
And then I thought about that, and I was like, well, that's probably going to burn the house down.
Yeah.
So I should probably take my chicken off as soon as possible. So I open it up, and sure enough, some of the fire got onto the chicken. So I'm now like waving. Yeah, exactly. Waving it. And then as I'm waving it and putting the chicken, I'm like, what's the temperature? Are you at 165 still? No, no. Okay. You still see some more time. So anyway, I take the chicken off and then I turn off all the burners, right? The first thing I did was turn off all the burners.
Right.
And then I ran the chicken inside. All right. So turn on the oven so that way I can throw them in there. Go back outside. I'm like, okay, now I have a fire. Now what do I do? Hmm. First thing you should do is stay calm. Although.
Right.
Stay calm. What I learned at school.
That's number one.
And when there's a fire, stay calm.
Stay calm.
And then I didn't have to drop and roll, which was going to be the second step. But instead.
Yeah, if you didn't stay calm, you may end up having to drop a roll.
Exactly. So I opened up the fire, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to spray some pineapple juice in there. Nope, it just made it worse. I was like, okay, well, the pineapple juice is not going to do anything. So what I'm going to do? I'm like, oh, and I was noticing, because it was a windy day, that the wind was getting a lot more
oxygen.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, well, let me close the lid, and I'll suffocate it.
Yeah.
So I close the lid.
Yeah. And can't suffocate a fire with a grass grill.
Believe it or not, it did.
It did?
It did.
Oh, okay.
Little by little, it was going out little by little, because I was opening it up and seeing, oh, getting better. Close it again, little by little.
Right.
Close it again, little by little. Open it up and it was gone.
Right.
And I was like, all right.
Okay.
That was a lot.
Yeah, but it took you a while to put it out.
Yeah, I did. It did. Right. Quite a long time. And then I closed the lid again and I was like, stay.
Okay, so did you like, you know, when the fire inspector comes by or whatever. So did you kind of like investigate why you had a fire?
I did. Yeah. I was investigating as it was on fire.
did you go and get your fireman hat and come out like you know, inspector hat?
I did. As soon as I got the chicken inside and put it in the oven, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and inspect that fire. You know,
and see why did I have a fire in my gas grill?
Exactly. Oh, and another thing I did also was when I turned off the burners, I also turned off the propane.
Okay,
that way. There was no more nothing feeding that fire.
That was great.
Yeah. Mm. So I stayed calm. Turned it all off, and then also went down and turned off the propane.
Okay.
Cut that off. So then as I was...
And then you did what?
So then as I was expecting it, right, I was looking down and looking at where the fire was coming from, and I noticed there's something I haven't done in a long, long time. And that something was I had not cleaned out where all the grease was going down to.
What?
Yeah. It hit me.
So, as far as your maintenance and cleaning.
Yeah. I've been doing everything but that.
What?
Yeah. Come to find out.
Well, you've just been wiping down the top?
Well, you know.
Wiping down the lid? What have you been doing?
Well, let me tell you what I've been doing so Bob can yell at me later. I would get the grates and I would go bring them inside and wash them off that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put it back on and be like, okay, we're fine. We're ready. Let's go. But the drip pan? Yeah. I don't know how to get into it. Yeah. So, and then I thought about this, Ken. I was like, well, that's a horrible excuse because it's something called the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All I got to do is just look up the manual.
Manual, go to YouTube. It's a lot of places you can go to figure out how to get to the grease pan.
Yeah. And here I am going like, I don't know how to do it.
So it sounds like you had a grease fire.
I did, yeah.
And so, and it also sounds like you didn't know how to put out a grease fire.
No, not at all. I stayed calm.
Right. I mean, depending on how much grease you had, I mean, it took you a while, but.
It did.
I mean, it could get out of control.
Yeah, very quickly.
Right.
I learned very quickly. It went crazy very fast. Yeah.
So what kind of safety equipment do you have? With your grill.
Yeah. I have my fire extinguisher.
That K-class fire extinguisher that we talked about.
Yes.
That Bob talked about.
Yes. Yeah. For some reason, as I stayed calm, I didn't think about using it. Just because I was calm doesn't mean I was rational. Come on now, Ken.
Yeah, well.
Put it together.
Okay.
And that's really what I got. That's all I have right there.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, I guess for our listening audience, especially, I mean, right now, You might think, oh, your grill's been sitting for a while, but that grease is still there.
It has.
If you haven't cleaned it, and when it heats up or whatever, that grease will still be flammable.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
And so, when the wind picks up, too.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, it's pretty windy out here these days. So anyway, learn from the doctor.
Yeah, please.
Please clean your grill.
Yes.
And periodically go in there and get all that grease from the grease pan at the bottom.
How often?
It's nothing work.
Yeah. How often should you?
Depends on what you've been cooking. I mean, if you're cooking burgers, you're cooking, you might want to do it. I mean, how often you use your grill? I would say at least once a week, once every couple of weeks.
Wow.
You need to go in there and get that and clean all that grease pan. Or if you really, like, you cooked a ton of burgers and dogs and you had a lot of grease coming in there, before the next time you use it.
Right.
I would highly recommend that you clean out that grease tray.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I did a really good job on my small one. I just got to figure out how to get into the big one.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
I will. I will. Yeah. I'm a doctor for a reason, I think. At least that's what people tell me.
Right.
But yeah, so other than that, the chicken came out great. Kids loved it. It was half grilled, half oven made. I still got to go back out and clean my grill.
All right.
I'm not going to turn it back on until I do that. It's like a no-no.
It's like a no-no.
Yeah.
Right.
No-no.
Right,
no using grill until I clean it out.
I mean, yeah, especially when you have to go, okay, you use the grill, and then you had to finish up in the oven.
Yeah. It's just not the same.
No.
Like, it's like my heart hurts.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
Certainly not. There's certainly not any practice that I would that I would recommend for a pit master or a grill master.
No. I kind of came in here with my head down in shame. I'm like, I know I got to talk about it, but I kind of don't want to talk about it. It was so hard. That was a hard night. The kids were like, this is so good. And I'm like, it's only half good. It's only half good, guys.
Yeah, if you guys only knew.
If only you knew.
Only knew. Right.
Just do the dishes. Don't talk to me.
Well, hey, I think it's that time, but we're going to talk about cooking a little something.
You know, Ken, a long time ago, we were talking, and you're like, I have a good duck story. And I'm like, oh, cool. I can't wait to hear it. That was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, that was 2 months ago.
Yeah, I haven't heard
and
it.
And now we're, by the time the show airs, Easter would have come and passed.
Yeah, yeah.
But
are you cooking duck for Easter?
Easter Sunday.
Get out.
I'm going to deep fry.
Oh?
2 whole ducks.
Get out.
Yes, I am. Gonna deep fry 2 whole ducks. The last time we did it, that duck was delicious.
Really?
Right. We deep fried it in peanut oil.
Oh?
Same way, you know, like you do a turkey.
Just like when the turkey episode we did last year, right?
Yeah, it's
right.
Very similar. But the thing about duck is they have this layer of fat, you know. I mean, in order for ducks to float and, you know, they're in the water stay warm and all that, they have this layer of fat. And it's so the duck, for instance, a turkey. When you're frying a turkey, you fry a turkey at 325 degrees. And you fry it for 3.5 minutes per pound.
Wow.
That's what you do with a fried turkey.
Okay.
A duck.
Yeah.
It's 9 minutes a pound.
What?
Right.
That much fat?
Because of the fat, because of the fat on the duck.
Wow.
Yeah.
The fat
right
context is that much.
Yeah. So you do ducks, you fry a duck 9 minutes a pound.
Wow.
Whole duck.
How many pounds are your ducks that you're cooking? Or
I mean,
are you grilling
the
or
last
frying?
Duck I had was about four pounds, 4 or 5 pounds.
Okay. Yeah. So it took about, half an hour or so? A little bit over a half an hour? 45 minutes or so?
Yeah. We're talking 45 minutes. About 45 minutes to cook a duck.
Wow. And then the ones you're cooking for Easter? Same
pattern?
Yeah, about the same?
It's going to be the same, yeah.
Wow.
But it's going to be about that. And the thing is, so the duck, I mean, and I use basically the same technique as I do for a turkey. I mean, the way I season the duck. And you can also shoot the duck up, too, just like you do with the turkey. Now, I didn't shoot the duck up this sure. last time. But
yeah.
the other thing, and this time I'm going to marinate the duck.
Really?
You know, yeah, because we talk about mm-hmm. injection mm-hmm. and also marinate.
But brining.
I think I'm brining, mm-hmm. right. So I'm going to more or less season my duck overnight.
Oh.
Put it in a little, season it. Put in like a little brine, marinate. Mm-hmm. Get, you know, so those seasonings will be deep into the duck, right? And then the next day I'm going to take it out and fry that baby up.
Mm.
Right. I mean, like I said, you do it the same way you would do a fried turkey. And if you go back to our fried turkey episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Wow. And so you'd use the same equipment that you use for a fried turkey. And, you know, I mean, some people have the tabletop fried turkey
right.
machine.
Right.
I'm more old school. I'm more like they do down in Louisiana.
Right.
I still use the propane and the outdoor stove. I use the
right.
propane stove, and I use the turkey pot, and I fill it up, and I do it that way.
Yeah.
It seems like I get a crispier product when I'm doing it with the propane stove.
Ooh.
Right. It's the open flame and the open. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I get a crispier product.
Product. Yeah.
So the thing about the duck, you take it, you marinate it, you get it, you just prep it.
Right.
And then when it's time to fry the duck, you just drop them in. Now, the thing about duck, when it is ready, it is crispy, comes out crispy and golden brown. But
interesting.
Again, because of the fat content.
Yeah.
After a while, it's going to lose that crispiness.
Wow.
So the thing that you do is you have a wok.
Interesting.
You know, right before you serve it.
Yeah.
So you have a little wok with oil, filled with oil.
Interesting.
And then so you take the pieces of duck that you want to eat or serve.
Yeah.
And you take that duck and you throw it in that hot wok and the oil, and you crisp it up again.
Nice.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
To keep it crispy.
Then you're serving it crispy.
Mm.
And that duck is delicious. Just delicious.
Mm.
Right.
It doesn't taste like turkey or duck, chicken.
No, it doesn't taste like turkey or chicken.
Tastes like duck.
It tastes like duck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, it's poultry again, and you want to get it to 165 degrees.
Really?
Right. 165 degrees internal temperature. That's where you want to take your poultry.
Okay. So duck is poultry.
Yeah, duck is poultry.
Okay.
Again, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that you get that internal temperature, 165 degrees.
Yeah.
For 15 seconds, right?
Perfect.
Has to be there. And so that's your duck is done. You pull them out, and then it would be fine if you didn't have the wok and all that.
Sure.
The duck tastes great. Either way, but I like mine a little more crispy. So
sure.
you have that wok there on the stove. You go in, you pull your duck off, and
there you go.
Yeah. And I know this is a barbecue show, but this is also a cooking show.
It is.
Straight cooking
it
show.
It is.
And it's an outdoor entertainment show. And, my southern roots. And, you know, we like to fry stuff, too.
Yes,
we not only
everything.
Like to smoke it and grill it, we love to fry it, too, okay? So
what
right.
goes with duck? What do you serve with duck?
Oh,
where
oh
are
the
sides?
Other thing is like, okay, so with the duck, we had a blueberry. You know about this.
Oh.
Blueberry reduction. So we made like this blueberry sauce.
Really?
To dip the duck in.
Get out.
Right.
And
right,
that's the
right.
Ooh.
You know that was good, man. So again, you know, you can just grab a little recipe off the
internet. Yeah.
Off the internet.
Yeah. It's not hard to make.
It's not hard to make.
No, it's a lot of fun to make actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so just go and look for some sauces, but it goes very good with a fruit sauce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Right.
And sides? What else do you have for the sides with a duck?
It's
rice.
I mean, you could have rice. I mean, and I didn't do like an Asian style duck. I did more use those Cajun seasonings and, you know, kind of Louisiana seasonings.
Yeah.
And that's what I did with my duck.
Kind of your
own. But you can have
style.
It. It just depends on what style you want. So you could throw it. We got duck. You could throw some some rice, some dirty rice, some whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. But it's no different than any other fowl that you want to cook and whatever the size would be.
Man.
And I'm telling you, we're going to be grubbing.
Absolutely.
Getting down.
Easter
Sunday.
Question.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Do you buy it frozen or non-frozen?
As a matter of fact, I bought a case of ducks.
Okay.
From the restaurant supply.
Okay.
You know, where we get our food. So
yeah.
I went and just bought a case of ducks and they come frozen.
Wow.
Right.
How many days does it thaw out? Or is it, since it's so it doesn't take long, right?
It's the same thing. You want to thaw in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So, you know, a good is 2 to 3 days.
Just
put it in there to thaw it. You know, that's the best way to thaw it. And then the other way to thaw it would be under cold water.
Right. It's a lot of water. Right.
It's a lot of water.
It's
a lot of water. Right.
It's a high
especially
water
when
bill.
You live in a desert like where we do.
Right.
You just run a drip of water running down on it. Not fast, but
yeah.
The best way to do it is just plan ahead.
Yeah. Yes.
Throw it in the refrigerator. Let it thaw in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So I'll be pulling a couple of ducks out.
Yep. Because it's about
Wednesday.
Time. About time. Because this Easter thing is coming up really soon.
Right. It's coming up. It's fast approaching.
Yes. It's hopping along.
All right.
No?
All right.
No?
The
corny?
Doctor. Yeah.
Corny?
Yeah. Well, you certainly can't drop the mic on that one.
No, that was bad. That was really bad. Like I'm disappointed how bad it was.
But, yeah, duck. Easy. It's easy, and not a lot of people eat it. Not a lot of people. I travel around the world.
You have. You've been all over.
We used to go to Taiwan, and we'd stop into this one Chinese restaurant there, and they had this crispy duck. Man, it was awesome.
Wow.
And then that's what it reminds me of, especially when I when you put it in the wok to crisp it up.
Mm-hmm.
Before
is that what they would do? Too,
well,
you think?
I mean, it would come out crispy already. I don't know what they did back in the kitchen,
right.
But whatever they did,
right.
They did it well.
That works. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, now I want to try some duck. But first, folks, I gotta clean my grill.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the first order of business is to clean that grill.
Where can anyone find duck? Can they find it in any store, or do they have to go to a specialty meat store? What would you think?
I don't know if I've seen duck in like the regular grocery stores, but I'm sure you could get it in like a Oriental, store.
Mm-hmm.
You know where they sell Oriental foods.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. You know. Yeah. Asian. We have quite a few of them around town.
Yeah, Asian cuisine,
if you will. Yeah.
Asian food stores.
Right.
Okay.
So that's what I would try. And then plus I said, you know, places that sell the restaurants certainly have them.
Got it. Can anyone walk in there and get food or no?
Well, depends on which one you go to. We have one in town that anybody can walk into.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have others where you need a business.
Oh.
So if you're a business owner.
Yeah.
You can. You're a business owner, and you are a business owner. So
I am a business owner.
Right.
Holy
so
cow.
So you can get a card.
Since when?
To go in. Right.
Okay. Cool. All right.
All you need is a business license.
All right. I got one of those.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
So you can go.
Yeah.
You can buy duck there too.
Oh, the benefits just keep on growing.
Right. Don't they though?
Yes. They keep on growing. Man.
All right, doctor.
Yeah. This is good. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel good. I feel ready to deep fry a duck. I gotta get a deep fryer.
Yeah, you need a turkey fryer. So get you a
turkey
fryer. And
that was also on that episode too.
Right, yeah. The turkey fryer.
Mm-hmm. How to pick out the perfect turkey fryer.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
You can get your turkey fryer and you'll be good to go.
That works.
Not only can you do duck, but when
Thanksgiving comes, but that's too far away. We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, right. We don't move that far ahead.
Right. It's springtime, folks. It's springtime. That's where we are.
There we are, doctor.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, this was good.
Yeah. I'm glad we had this opportunity today.
Yeah.
To talk about grills.
Yeah.
Cleaning grills, duck, and fires, putting out fires. A little about safety. Make sure you have your K-class fire extinguisher there. That is what you need to put out grease fires, especially if you're going to be frying ducks or frying turkeys.
Yes.
Or your gas grill comes.
just magically goes up in smoke.
Suddenly starts to burn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This episode was brought to you by mygrillcleaners.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Doctor. All right, it's been great. I'm so happy that we're able to tape the show live here at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. And thank you, listening audience. Our Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast listening audience. We certainly appreciate you. And we will be bringing you more shows more often. This is Ken Alexander signing off. Get Your Barbecue On, the podcast.